Psalm 92 is shaped like a sandwich. It begins and ends with a strong, undoubted affirmation that God is in charge. At the start, in verses 1 and 2, the singer proclaims that the Lord is king, majestic and strong and eternal. It says, "The Lord is king with majesty enrobed. He has girded himself with power." It's as if the Lord is dressed for battle against any opposition. And in the final verse 5, it's a short psalm, it declares that the Lord is holy and steadfast till the end of time. "Truly, you are Lord till the end of time," it says. Eternity in verse 2, and the end of time in verse 5. There's a broad spectrum. God is always in charge throughout. A very apt psalm for the feast of Christ the King. Psalm 2 was probably a psalm for the coronation of a king, with loud clapping and shouting of the phrase, "The Lord is King, long live the King." This was sung again every Sabbath day, but now to God as King of creation. And it's to be sung with joy. In the middle of this sandwich, at verse 3, we see the powers of water, often thundering like the surging of overflowing rivers and the tsunami-like waves of the sea. There was no way for humans to control them. They could bring fertility to the fields at one moment and the next bring drowning or drought and starvation. But in the face of these, verse 4 insists that the Lord is glorious on high, and this holiness is to be trusted. At the end of the sandwich, verse 5 does two things. Firstly, it serves to remind us that ultimately God is the king whose decrees are to be trusted. Secondly, it says, "Holiness is fitting to your house, O Lord." Surely there's a practical holiness called for by Pope Francis in the Lord's kingdom today. In Laudato Si, he has spoken strongly about this practical holiness. The long letter is far from naive, but it's full of hope. Humanity still has the ability to work together in building our common home. That's chapter 13. All is not lost. Human beings, while capable of the worst, are also capable of rising above themselves, choosing again what is good and making a new start. That's paragraph 205. In the liturgy for this feast of Christ the King, our psalm leads from the prophet Daniel's dreamlike vision of the crowning of the victorious Son of Man in heaven, to the witness in the Gospel of the suffering Son of Man before Pontius Pilate, with Jesus' call for practical earthly witness to the truth, calling us today to be realistic regarding the human, political, and ecological challenges around everyone today. Surely there's a practical holiness for us that is called for in this psalm and stressed by Pope Francis. When singing this psalm, we're sharing the church's call for practical holiness all around us, a call to respect and care for God's kingdom here in our churches and homes and workplaces and beyond. Thy kingdom come, one practical step at a time, with Christ our eternal King.